Dan izinkan saya berbahasa Inggeris untuk berkongsikan bagaimanakah pasaran US market. If we're going to show what are the US market, let's take a look into the US market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 157.06 points or 0.43% to 36,404.93. The S&P 500 gained 18.07 points or 0.39% to 4,622.44. And the Nasdaq Composite gained 28.51 points or 0.20% to 14,432.49. And according to CME FedWatch tool, markets have almost fully priced in the central bank, keeping rates steady at Wednesday announcement, but questions remain as to the timing of the first rate cut, with expectation of a March cut of at least 25 basis points, around 43%, and a nearly 75% chance for May. And we're going to take a look at the S&P 500 within the market over here. We're going to start with one of the major, of the biggest sector within the S&P 500, Microsoft, with the latest update on Microsoft and the AFL-CIO Union Federation said Monday they had struck a deal whereby the U.S. software giant will remain neutral in efforts by union to encourage workers to become members. The two sides will also work together on the future of artificial intelligence in a first-of-its-kind partnership on AI and the future of the workforce as business and labor grapple with the impact of technology. Microsoft President Brad Smith told Reuters the neutrality agreement provides a high level of commitment and clarity as to how we'll work with the AFL-CIO and its affiliates if we have employees or even employees of suppliers who want to pursue the information of a union. As we can see, Microsoft is up by 0.83% this morning. Another one of the biggest sector or the industry within the technology, we can see Apple is also up by 0.7%. And the latest news about Apple has offered to let rivals access its Tap and Go mobile payment system used for mobile wallets. Three people familiar with the matter said a move that could settle EU antitrust charges and save off a possibly hefty fine. The EU competition enforcer last year charged Apple with curbing rivals' access to its Tap and Go technology, near-field communication NFC, making it difficult for them to develop rival services on Apple devices. It said this benefited Apple Pay, Apple's own mobile wallet solution on iPhones and iPads, and pointed to the company's significant market power in the market for smart mobile devices and dominance in mobile wallet services. And we're going to move next to semiconductor. On one of the biggest sector within the semiconductor is NVIDIA. The latest updates on NVIDIA, the Biden administration is in discussion with NVIDIA Corp about permissible sales of artificial intelligence chips to China, but emphasized that it cannot sell its most advanced semiconductor to Chinese firm. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, speaking in an interview with Reuters on Monday, said NVIDIA can, will and should sell AI chips to China because most AI chips will be for commercial application. She added it cannot allow them to ship is the most sophisticated, highest processing power AI chips, which would enable China to train their frontier models. And as of this morning, NVIDIA is up by 2.21%. And we're going to move on the internet sector with Google is down by this morning, negative 0.79%. And the latest news about Google is stunning defeat in a legal battle with Fortnite maker. Epic Games may clear the way for rival app stores on its Android mobile system, but a lengthy appeals process will likely prevent any changes for years, according to analysts and legal expert. A jury in California found on Monday that the Alphabet-owned company's Play App Store operated as an illegal monopoly, quashing competition and charging app developers unduly high fees of up to 30%. Epic Games will now have a chance to submit a court filing on how it wants Google Play Store to be fixed, potentially putting at risk what Wells Fargo estimates is $10 billion in annual revenue from app sales and in-app purchases for the tech giant. And for the Meta platform update, we're going to move, it's the opposite of Google, which is up by 2.75%. And Turkey's competition board said on Tuesday it launched an investigation into Meta platforms over a possible violation of competition law by linking its social media platform Threads and Instagram. The Turkish regulator said the preliminary research produced series and sufficient evidence to open an investigation to decide whether linking the Threads app to the Instagram apps violated competition law. And for the Amazon, we move to the next industry. Amazon will defend its $1.4 billion purchase of robot vacuum maker iRobot at a closed EU hearing on December 18. A person with direct knowledge of the matter said 3 weeks after EU antitrust regulators said the deal may squeeze out rival robot cleaners on its online marketplace. Companies usually take the opportunity to plead their case before senior officials from the European Commission and a national regulator as well as lawyers. And that is the update for Amazon. And Amazon, as of this morning, is by 1.09%. And for Tesla, is also, say, US automaker Tesla Incorporation on Monday said it has a moral obligation to continue improving its autopilot driver assistance system and make it available to more consumers based on data that show stronger safety metrics when it was engaged. In response to a Washington Post investigation of serious crashes involving autopilot on roads where the feature could not reliably operate, the company said its data show it was saving life and prevention injuries. And Tesla, as of this morning, is down by negative 1.14%. And that are some of the update for the US market as of this morning. We can say that keep tuning with us as we bring you the latest trends and regional markets inside today and every weekdays.